Greetings from Financial Services Online, your trusted source for economic news and updates. I am Paige Estrotori, and here's your weekly finance news wrap for Saturday, June 7th, 2025. Boiling to the surface of our newsfeed this week is the resurgence of scrutiny towards Westpac, with allegations against its Rams Home Loans subsidiary. A blast from the past, echoing the 2018 scandal around fraudulent loan approvals. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, is on the case, citing over 80 instances of misconduct with a potential fine up to $100 million. The predicament indicates a continuity in governance issues, something Westpac must navigate whilst reinforcing consumer trust in Australia's financial landscape. This case could set a precedent for tighter industry regulations, a topic we will be following closely. Meanwhile, the latest figures suggest the ongoing cautious spending trend among Australians continues. Despite much ballyhooed incentives and holidays, household spending for April barely crept up 0.1%. While we witnessed a surge in recreational and hospitality expenses, fashion expenditure dipped drastically. Highlighting the delicate balance at play, the unexpectedly underwhelming spending growth, to quote senior economist Belinda Allen, is a sign consumers are prioritizing savings and adopting a more conservative response to global uncertainties. In other news, the Star Casino is grappling with an AUSTRAC action over breaches of anti-money laundering laws and could be hit with a stinging $400 million fine. The case stems from allegations of facilitating high-risk financial activities and using a cloak-and-dagger approach to handle almost a staggering $990 million in suspicious transactions. Amid this turbulence and pending penalties, the Star argues it could only cough up $100 million, despite a fresh injection of $300 million by Bally's Corporation. This case underscores an immediate need for financial institutions to be prudent and vigilant in compliance with anti-money laundering measures. Lastly, ASIC is amping up its vigilance over the rapidly expanding private credit market. The regulator's attention on retail distribution aims to safeguard investors from undesirable high-risk assets while aligning with global norms. ASIC Commissioner Simone Constant stated that this initiative is part of a multi-year program. Industry observers are eagerly awaiting an expert insight paper to shed light on the development of this market. So, is ASIC's increased oversight a sign of harder times, or simply the first step towards bringing Australia in line with global standards? Is this a game changer for the future of private credit? Stay tuned. We'll be following these stories closely in our future weekly finance news wrap. Until next Saturday, thanks for tuning in to Financial Services Online for the top finance news stories. For in-depth business loan advice and resources, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.